This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live 26th day of August transmission. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours broadcasting worldwide. There has obviously been a dramatic, horrifying murder caught in Virginia on a live TV feed of a reporter and a cameraman. By a disgruntled employee or former employee who had been involved in racism lawsuits at another TV station in Florida. We have the research up on Infowars.com. He has now reportedly just committed suicide in the last 10 minutes. He goes by the name Bryce Williams, but his real name is Vester Flanagan, and he reportedly, the police say, turned the gun on himself after a dramatic chase. This is just like the Charleston shooting that killed 9 people, where a racist, whacked-out white person who thought a race war was beginning, was trying to start a race war, helter-skelter style, went in and killed those people. This gentleman says that there was racism at this TV station because he hadn't been promoted. He has been tweeting that out. And he wanted to be an anchor on TV. I mean, the guy looks completely whacked out. He doesn't look like he could be a janitor at a TV station, much less an anchor at a TV station. And I'm just telling you that as a TV radio guy. He looks completely out of his mind in his Twitter photos and stuff from weeks ago. And he shot these people on live television. Now, we have footage that Fox, CNN, and others aren't showing. I'm going to play it here because this is a culture that loves violence. Well, it's nothing compared to shoot 'em up games. And he shot this footage, I guess wanting to be famous, with his cell phone, I guess an iPhone or Droid, in first person point of view with the gun out in front of him, just like the video game Doom developed by the Pentagon to get people to dehumanize folks and shoot 'em. I'm not demonizing video games. I'm just saying that's what this culture is. And so many times these people are obsessed with shoot 'em up video games. Turns out the guy from the Charleston situation was almost all the mass shooters. They're almost always on psychotropics or amnesiacs, which we predicted with the Charleston situation. Turned out he was. If this guy wasn't seeing a psychologist or psychiatrist, I'll eat my hat. It's all it takes to get rid of the inhibition and send people over the edge in a big, big way. So we are going to be breaking all of this down. But right now, let's go to the footage that he was uploading live to Twitter. They've taken down the Twitter account, but we've saved all of his tweets. One of his last tweets was, Allison made racist comments. And EEOC filed a report. So he filed a report with the EEOC that will try to fine a business for turning the lights on. I mean, it's an unbelievable organization, in my view, unconstitutional. But don't worry, he filed it with them, and he was exposing her racism. And now, how is the controlled left on CNN, MSNBC, that's been pushing organizations and groups saying, kill the cops, kill the white people, all these tweets we reported on, thousands of folks saying, time to start killing crackers. And don't worry, crackers are getting shot, they're getting beat up, they're getting killed, they're getting robbed, they're getting beat up in church. It's okay because they're white. So will this be defended that he says she was racist? No judge, no jury. She gets executed, so does the cameraman. Because they're trying to blame the Second Amendment right now. This is the next big push. But they've got a problem. A big problem. because this guy is basically a creation and was guaranteed pushed over the edge by the mainstream media inciting all of this. I mean, they're guilty.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brace, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, this morning when the news came out just a few hours ago that there had been a tragic shooting on live television, the first thing I thought was disgruntled employee on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or similar drug. Only reason is that most of the time it's a disgruntled employee, and almost all the time, whether it's disgruntled or not, they're on some type of psychotropic drug where the inserts say it can make you do this. You'll have a thought when you're a normal person and think that's a crazy thought. You'll have it when you're on these drugs and think that's an imperative to go out and do it. But another wrinkle was added. I knew that the system, the controlled media, would come out and apply guilt to all gun owners, almost 200 million people now. It's over 170 million. More people are buying guns all the time. It's causing crime rates to go down across the nation, except for areas where guns have been restricted, and the crime rates are exploding there. We've got a report Rob Dew is putting together with all the official Justice Department graphs, the latest numbers to show that and prove that. As the economy degenerates, though, crime is going to naturally go up. That's why having guns and security and locking your doors and having neighborhood watch and basic things like that are going to be more important than ever in this climate. And then he started tweeting live until he killed himself about 15 minutes ago. As of airtime, 11:10 Central, he killed himself about 5 to 11 Central time, 5 to noon Eastern time, after the police had chased him and cornered him. He went by Bryce Williams. Paul Watson's done the research, found that years ago, more than a decade ago, he sued a TV station he worked for in Florida. And now we're digging up more intel that this is just the same MO. Every TV station he went to, EEOC filings, everyone's racist, everyone's out to get him. I've been looking at photos and videos of him, whacked out of his mind. Not hired to be a reporter, not hired to be anchor, but wanting to be an anchor, wanting to be a reporter. Gets on psychotropic drugs, you know that's coming out. Just, you can guarantee it, just like I said with the Charleston shooting. That hasn't been established yet, but I bet money within 2 days. Bet money, and I've never seen it not be. Because that's the added, people don't do this normally. White, black, we're all the same as what you do when you're on these things. And then you got MSNBC, CNN, and the thousands of tweets Paul's reported on per article, where it's kill whites, let's start killing, let's beat them up, let's shoot them, let's go in their neighborhoods, let's burn down their houses, let's kill cops. MSNBC having guests on that say, deck the halls with dead cops, la, 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 la. These are Soros-funded groups led by Nancy Pelosi's top staffer. Hillary Clinton's involved. Does that mean there aren't some out-of-control cops and some problems? Absolutely. But the answer is don't go out and just randomly shoot cops. The answer isn't just go out and randomly, some ladies at a Catholic church going to pray for her mom, you know, who's dying, and so, hey, a white lady went in that church. Nobody's in there. It's open. Let's go beat her up and rob her because she's white, because it's okay because she's white. It's like the Klan. Let's go lynch this black person and rob them because they're black. They deserve it. It's the same gang mentality. So you had Charleston, which was fully blamed on the Second Amendment, and then the guilt was applied to white people in general, and you had all these black organizations and groups saying it's time to start killing whites. And then I said, if this starts getting triggered, you're going to have other unstable, mentally ill black people go out and kill white people, and then other mentally unstable white people are going to go out and start killing black people. And then if it really starts kicking off, you're going to get a full-bore shooting war in this country, and there's going to be dead people all over the place, chief amongst them the police. And that will be the destabilization the feds use to come in and fully federalize, which is what Obama told his cousin Odinga, the Muslim leader, when he lost the presidency of Kenya. He said, have people go out and riot and start burning stuff. And Odinga did it for 2 months, and they gave him the prime ministership, created a new level of government, basically co-president, and did the Muslims, the radical Islamists, stop then? No, they started attacking malls, police stations, all of it. I mean, these people know what they're doing. And I'm not saying it's a Muslim takeover here. I'm saying when George Soros spends over $100 million, $33 million in Ferguson alone, to stir up and to try to get a race war going, and MSNBC and CNN and others promote it like it's normal and good, they plan on doing this. They hope Charleston, when Dylann Roof, the drugged out of his mind on amnesics from his psychiatrist. Amnesics, folks. That's what Sirhan Sirhan was on. I'm not saying this is staged, but it's staged in that you're just giving people. It'd be like if you went and gave a bunch of high school kids in the prom punch PCP. You're not going to order some of them to drive off cliffs or cut their arms off or murder people. But you basically did it knowing statistically you give 500 people at a prom PCP, there's going to be probably 20, 30 deaths that night. It's the same thing. You put 20% of the U.S. public on psychotropics and other hardcore drugs, you're going to have side effects in a percentage of them, and it's not going to be pretty. They're suicide mass murder pills. That's what you blame. As I told Piers Morgan 2-3 years ago, they were going to have me 3 segments, and they came in and said, sponsors, sponsors. And I know that meant don't attack the fact that they actually had Prozac-type drug ads on that very broadcast. And I said, Piers, you've got Prozac-type ads on here. Stop blaming the Second Amendment for what's going on here. Almost every mass shooter is on them. And they're all whacked out of their brains. You look at Adam Lanza, any of these puppets, the Batman shooter, James Holmes. You look at these people, white, black, I don't care. They're whacked out of their minds. You look at the new shooter. Let's put this up on screen, this article. Virginia shooter who killed two journalists in live broadcast commits suicide report. You look at the photos of him, the same million-yard stare. That stare, I only see that in people who are whacked out of their brains on drugs. I see meth heads that look like that, too, who haven't slept properly in 6 months. And that's what is to blame here with a cocktail of media brainwashing. And by the way, I told this story hundreds of times. I'll say it again. You can look it up in criminology. Until they put fences up, 20-foot fences, and walled in the Empire State's building, the World Trade Centers before they were destroyed in 2001, excuse me. Every time someone jumped off and committed suicide, they'd have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people show up within an hour of the news reporting it to jump off so they'd station police there to stop them. The New York police are stationing police outside newsrooms across New York City right now because their criminology shows they'll probably have somebody try to go kill more reporters. And that's the thing about giving so much attention to mass shootings is the media knows that mentally ill people who would just commit suicide or would do suicide by cop, they'll think, no, I'll go kill somebody I don't like or I'll go shoot up a bunch of kids. And then you don't even have to have somebody in a government MKUltra laboratory and have them mind controlled to go do it like Sirhan Sirhan. You simply put it out there with enough of a drugged out, suggestible, mesmerized, hypnotized population. And they're going to go out and they're going to commit these acts guaranteed. They've got metrics. They've got an analysis. And as the economy implodes, as society gets crazy, as things degenerate, you can bet all the tea in China that the world is going to get crazy. And you know, we've had the great statistics that since 92, because of gun ownership increasing and police forces expanding in size, they basically tripled. It's both those, but even the police groups admit it's the guns more than the police. Going out, crime rates have dropped 52%. Some estimates are over 60% using guns. Now, because of the economy imploding and the whole gang culture getting pushed across the board, I think you're going to see crime massively increase. I don't know if it'll be as bad as the 80s, but this is the time to have guns to protect your family. This is the time to start legally and lawfully check your local laws to carry guns. This is the time not to go out and hate the police, but to try to get control of your local departments, get good people elected, good sheriffs in, good police chiefs in, for the community to work together, try to stabilize this nation. Because the globalists want to destabilize it. They want to get us at each other's throats. That is not the answer. The answer is to come together around the Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process, private property. And it's time for police, who are getting evil orders, I know, in many departments, to just quietly do the right thing and help this country and not get into the globalist culture of being thugs or being paramilitary and to be true peace officers and to be honorable men and women. And I know most of you want to do that. So that's why I'm counting on you to do that, because this is a premeditated takedown of America and the rest of the world we're about to go into. And this guy shooting these white people because he was whacked out and racist doesn't need to cause any retaliation by white people, just like when whacked out of his mind Dylan Roof went and shot these poor 9 people who'd done nothing to him cold-bloodedly. That community came together. And the people that wanted to race war on both sides didn't get what they wanted. So we should really say a prayer for these two dead people, this reporter and this cameraman, and just realize that you cannot blame the Second Amendment for this. What psychos do is their fault. They're They're going to try to use this on the Second Amendment. They're already doing it. Obama's writing a bunch of executive action that's so draconian. I have trouble believing how bold it is. So things are only intensifying. And we can't let this distract us from all the other big news as well.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
To do is to keep on killing one another. whether it's the Charleston church shooting motivated by racism, media hype, race war, or whether it's the Virginia TV shooting, this is the mainstream media influencing big pharma heads. And I said that days before it came out on the Virginia situation. I said that days before it came out on the Charleston situation. And I'm saying that I believe it will come out with this Virginia situation. But here's what we know if you just joined us. This is now the number one big story in the world. I've had BBC call me, emails from Al Jazeera. I mean, my phone is ringing off the hook with mainstream media wanting to talk to me. This morning, I came out of the gym, and the BBC was on the phone. And they're like, well, what do you say as a promoter of the Second Amendment now that this has happened? And I said, it's probably a disgruntled, mentally ill person. That's why you need guns to protect yourself. But you can't ever protect yourself completely, and bad things just happen. But overall, crime is down with guns because good people have guns. But if the media hypes this up, there'll be a bunch of copycats. Oh, really? That's really what you think? Yeah, that's why as soon as I got in the car, it was on the news that the New York police stationed cops out front the TV news stations. Because other mentally ill people who are highly suggestible, there's a good chance they're going to go attack the TV stations. Don't you think I thought about this, somebody that does live broadcast, that has reporters out in the field, that goes out without bodyguards and gives speeches, like I did last weekend? There's no security there. You just got up and you do it. You make the decision. Just like I get my kids every morning when I take them to school or the nanny takes them to school and put them in the car. That's the number one cause of death till they're about 60 years of age. It's playing Frogger. And my kids are the frog. And we're out there driving around with big 18-wheelers, 70 miles an hour right beside us. There could be a blowout, a jackknife. We're all dead. But I accept it. I go past the fear. I'm aware it's part of life. I try to drive safe. And it's much more dangerous to drive a car than it is to swim in a lake or anything. And way down the line, one of the rarest ways to get killed, if it's not by your own hand, is somebody shooting you with a gun. And you hear about the national numbers of 15,000 people got, you know, killed with guns last year in the United States. Yeah, and 13-plus thousand of them were gangbangers and criminals and people breaking in houses and people shooting at the police. Only a couple thousand were innocent. Then you look at those numbers. Most of them committed suicide. Aren't you for a right to die out there in the left? No, you're not. So how are they going to spin this? They're going to show the dramatic footage that we're about to roll right now of him in first person point of view with the gun, this Vester Flanagan, we'll start rolling that video, with the gun out front as he goes and shoots the reporter. And he's got the gun for like a minute or more, walking around her, menacing. And she's so focused doing the interview about tourism that they have no idea. And then there's the cameraman. No, I guess he hadn't followed an EEOC thing on him, but I guess he still deserves it. He is right. All right, guns her down. She's dead. And then turns the gun and shoots the cameraman. And they are going to sit there and hammer that and push that and promote that. And if you go to the front page of InfoWars.com, guns don't kill people. Psychos kill people. That's an Alex Jones quote. That's a variant of the famous quote. No one knows who first said it. People don't kill people. If you're the view of the Brady Center, it's guns that come out of their cases at night and go out and kill people on their own. No, the truth is, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Well, there's the Alex Jones version. Guns don't kill people. Psychos kill people. And if you look at the image of his face from the TV cameraman's camera on the live feed as he drops the camera after being shot in the back, there is the gunman who they said was dead. Now they're saying he's got a pulse and is in critical condition after trying to take his own life. So The narrative is changing. We're going to go over all the news on this front, open the phones up for you to respond straight ahead. But what are the odds he was on mind-altering pharmacological drugs?
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can see the latest article, a truly sickening one, by Steve Watson. Anti-gunners jump on tragic TV crew shooting. They're flooding Twitter with anti-gun diatribes before bodies are cold. And it's the same leftist, anti-American scum, literal scum, social engineers. These people are fascists. I know them. They know they are engineers. They know they're manipulating gullible people. They're not liberals like Thomas Jefferson. They're scum of the earth. Look at Hillary Clinton. Heartbroken and angry, we must act to stop gun violence, and we cannot wait any longer, praying for the victims' families in Virginia. I want to send a tweet out. I was trying to do it during the break, but ran out of time, doing five things at once, at Hillary, saying, listen, witch, you turned Libya over to Al-Qaeda and killed over 50,000 people. Shut up about violence. And I want to hit her with another tweet. Listen, witch. It's your White House pushing race war and now blaming the Second Amendment. I want her hit with all that. It's time to hit these people on Twitter, on Facebook, all of you, because they are up there arrogantly blaming the Second Amendment and almost 200 million gun owners in this country that protect ourselves, as if we are guilty for the Charleston shooting and this Virginia shooting that two whacked out nuts carried out. When statistically, there's less mass shootings than there were. And Hillary knows that full well. She's got bodyguards. Hey, Hillary, you got bodyguards. Are their guns bad too? Why can't I have a gun to protect myself, you bitch? I mean, I am sick of these people. And excuse me using my French, but because that's mean to a female dog. That pejorative. But you know what? When a guy's a jerk, we call him a bastard or whatever. Nothing wrong. I have a lot of friends that are bastards. The point is, why can't we call a woman when she's as hard as nails, mean, lying criminal? A political whore for the New World Order. So is Bill Clinton. He's just a gigolo for the New World Order. A prostitute. Now, that goes around in the media pushing his propaganda. Why aren't we supposed to call these monsters out for what they are? A hypocrite with a whole bunch of bodyguards and guns, just like Dianne Feinstein, just like Michael Moore, who's got bodyguards. And then she sits there and says, heartbroken and angry. Oh, you're so heartbroken. I came to Libya. I saw Gaddafi died. The country fell apart. Tens of thousands more died. It's a failed country. We used the IRS to persecute tens of thousands. We shipped guns into Mexico that killed thousands to blame the Second Amendment. And here's the problem. I've taken my filters off. It's a family show. I'm going to stop talking like that on air. I apologize. It's just I've gotten so real that I can't look at her anymore without saying what I think of her. She is a joker-faced, arrogant, lying criminal that flaunts it in our face, and I'm sick of her, and I'm sick of Barack Obama. Barack Obama's got a new quote out in a speech on Infowars.com. I'll read the actual quote in a moment, but he basically says, it's time to just ignore people that don't agree with us. We're going to do what we want regardless. Yeah, we know that. You are destroying this country. You're destroying America's name. You're bankrupting us on purpose to be your slaves. And then you're trying to start a race war. There's the headline, Obama. We can't pay attention to folks whose ideologies run counter to where we need to go. And that graphic is so powerful. I was saying, whoever in the office made that graphic gets a gold star. I see it's not ours, but I mean that really captures in that photo of him how evil. Just how out of, I mean, we're going into real tyranny, folks. We're in the grasp of really bad people that want to dominate us. They're the equivalent, again, of serial killers that want to grab a five-year-old out of a playground and torture them for a month in a subterranean dungeon because they love to terrorize them and have them beg for mommy. You hear a child beg for mommy and sob and disdain for 5 seconds, you want to tear your guts out. To them, it's like apple pie and mama's milk, baby. You understand? Oh, these people are evil. They're evil. Evil. If you just got your mind around them, they are the filth of the planet. Oh, Hillary's brokenhearted and angry. We must act to stop gun violence, and we cannot wait any longer. Praying for the victims' families in Virginia. Paul Watson tweeted back at the witch and said, absolutely shameful. They used to wait at least a few hours before politicizing tragedy. Now it's instantaneous, absolutely. And now it comes out that he is basically a Black Lives Matter obsessed, all the white people are out to get me, constantly filing EEOC complaints. He was tweeting. He goes, yeah, she was racist. She had made a racist comment. I reported to the EEOC. I bet the EEOC will try to do a $100,000 fine on the dead people. I wonder if they'll find them and maybe burn their dead bodies at the stake in front of the White House. Who knows? Because that's the whole religion that's pushed here. And the chip on the shoulder attitude that is basically going around. And then it creates this chip on the shoulder by people like Dylan Roof, who also buys in from the other angle of the whole race war that's getting pushed. Let's go ahead and play one more time that first-person video from the start. If you're an InfoWars visitor, you go to InfoWars.com/show and find the free video and audio feeds. Radio listeners, of course, out there listening can go online to InfoWars.com if they have time and see the free feed, or we have the video posted. They've been pulling it down, though some of the media is showing it, and we've got his tweets, which they admit was his Twitter, because he reportedly shot himself live on air and is now in critical condition, may be dead. They're going back and forth. But certainly dramatic and tailor-made, except for the fact in his tweets he says, EEOC report filed. Ooh, my goodness. Allison made racist comments. Oh, well, she's dead now. You shot a woman in the back. And, of course, in fairness to him, he was trying to get the cameraman. You can clearly look at it on the video. The camera person, maybe politically correct, excuse me. Boy and girl's a bad term, too. Don't use that. Purple penguins. I went to a school today to drop my purple penguins off. We're not in the cult or anything in this country. Excuse me. The cameraman got shot in the
whatever the
back. And he's trying to get her to turn around and look at him before he shoots her. And he's right there about 2 feet away with the gun aimed right at her.
And talk about why it's important to involved.
And, of course, you know, the news business is competitive. People are rude. They're mean. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. And a lot of folks just can't handle it. And so now the new modern age, hot anchor woman. And then shoot the cameraman in the back because you followed the EEOC report. You know, I guess if Clarence Thomas talks about a pubic hair on his coke, he deserves to not have his job either. Maybe Anita Hill was supposed to go shoot him. I mean, I don't know. In this freaked out land, you know, hey, there's a pubic hair on my coke. Oh, my gosh, let's have a national investigation. He must be sexually harassing me. That's what was so crazy about that was the extent of the harassment. Was the pubic hair on the coke. Can you imagine? This is our country, where Hillary can ship guns into Mexico, persecute people, give guns to foreign dictators, take money illegally, order a Benghazi stand down, be caught lying about it, and we're busy indicting the Texas Attorney General because he was an investment advisor and at a dinner party told two people about a good investment but didn't disclose that he was a member of the organization. Not ethical. But, my gosh, they got so many laws now you can't even follow. I mean, maybe he's bad. Maybe he's evil. All I know is I have mountainous corruption hanging out in my face, in your face, in our collective face, and nothing's being done about it. So to recap, there was a shooting at WDBJ Television in Virginia. Vester Flanagan was at the affiliate. Twitter account suspended after first-person video of shooting posted. We have played that. We have the graphic full video up on InfoWars.com. The cops now say suspect in the murder shot himself is in critical condition. First, they thought he was dead. But he does supposedly have a light pulse. And he's a guy that worked his way into TV from the bottom, ended up being able to be a reporter. Ended up being able to at TV stations across the country, but continually had to leave those stations after he filed EEOC reports and lawsuits. And you know, you look at him 10 years ago, he looked like a pretty normal guy, looked like reporter material. You look at him now, I mean, he looked completely whacked out of his mind, and I am predicting that he was on drugs. Just like I took one look at Dylan Roof, and I said, I bet he's on amnesics. There's probably 30 different classes of psychoactive, psychotropic, slash antipsychotic drugs, probably more than that. How did I just magically say, I bet he was on an amnesic? Because I saw how Sirhan looked in photos and film. I've seen how most of these people look, and when they're on an amnesic, you really better look out. And that always points towards it being staged as well, because people won't remember, and you can tell them, oh, you did the crime. McVeigh was given amnesics in prison. That's why he'd tell people next to his jail, I'm innocent, I'm former Special Forces, secret operations, which we got all the documents on, we know he was set up. I was infiltrating right-wing groups, I didn't want to be part of the bombing. He told Larry Nichols that. We've had Larry Nichols, the guy from the cell next to him on, from death row. And it's the same story, and then it came out that Roof was on a very strong amnesiac. So I don't know what the truth is in that case. But regardless, it's mind control because as a culture, you put 20% of 330 million people on drugs that the drug insert says can make you go out and have psychotic breaks, and then you're obsessed with video game shoot 'em ups, which most of the real shooters are. Not blaming video games. I'm saying you put a mentally ill person on drugs, on mind control drugs with shoot 'em up games. This is how you get a whack job par excellence. They all have the same look in their eyes. And the drugs flip a switch in the brain that does it. Very simple. And they may take the drugs for 5 years and not have a problem. They take too much, take too little, mix something with it, and it's cuckoo land. It's crazy town. I've done methamphetamine twice in high school. You're at a party, good-looking girl says, oh, try it, you'll love it. We can go drive to the beach, you know, you can stay up all night, it's going to be great. And a day later, I'm at the beach doing bad things. Nothing really horrible, but, you know, not being a very nice person. Some of the few things I've done in my life that weren't very, and I'll tell you, I put cigarettes out on my hands. We're all sitting there on methamphetamine putting cigarettes out. I have burns from those now when I was like 15 years old. I would never do that. That's what hardcore drugs do, ladies and gentlemen. Did it twice. Twice. There's people that have done it thousands of times. They look like space aliens. I don't care if you're black or white or Hispanic. Walking down the street, I can go, that's a meth head, that's a meth head, that's a meth zombie. And it is the pharmacological system that's causing this. It's the main cause. Societal degeneration, family unraveling, guns everywhere. That obviously adds to it. But you can't take my guns because there's a bunch of whacked out, drugged out people running around. It comes down to that. That's what hardcore drugs do. And I only share these stories to try to help people. I want to open the phones up on the Charleston situation that ties in to the Virginia situation. They're trying to push a race war. This is clearly part of that with highly suggestible people. Obama is coming in with massive executive pushes outside of law where they're just announcing for more than 100 reasons they're going to look at all the Social Security recipients. And if you're paralyzed from the chest down or you do automatic money transfer, you're going to be declared incompetent outside of law. You used to have a big court hearing and a trial for that. But they're just going to declare you incompetent, and there's no judge, no jury. They just come and take your guns, or you can't buy guns. And it's happening to veterans all over the country. Now what they've done to veterans is going to be moved on to the older folks in America, 65 and up. And then it's going to move on to everybody else. This is how tyranny works. It targets certain groups and slices. And he's promising a whole bunch of other initiatives. And you can believe it's coming. You can believe it's here. You can believe this is the big push. And I predict there's going to be white people go out and kill black folks. There's going to be black folks killing white people. There's going to be more knockout games. There's going to be more cops getting shot. I mean, every couple days you hear about a cop getting shot sitting in their patrol car. And in almost every case, it's in a black inner city area, and the person does it because of the Black Lives Matter. Or two dumb white kids come into Detroit to buy crack, and the guy takes them to a field and tortures them to death after he ties them up and says in court, because they're white. And Black Lives Matter, as if it's going to help black people to go out and kill two stupid crackhead white kids. As if those stupid crackheads were doing anything to you but trying to put money in your stupid pocket. But that's how whacked out this is. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. in any emergency, in any crisis, in any type of situation, the number one thing you need is to be prepared. And one of the best ways to do that is with colloidal silver. We have the best colloidal silver already at the lowest price, 30 parts per million, made by the top lab in the country, private labeled for us, normally $30 when competitors sell the exact same thing. We have it for $19.95. Sometimes it's $24.95. You can get 30% off when you buy one bottle, or you can buy two bottles and get two free. This deal will end by Friday because I'm not going to allow it to sell out. It's going to go back to regular price, and you won't be able to buy two, get two free on Friday. But I'm going to, again, keep this deal up until Friday, and then I'm going to keep what we have left so we can not sell out until the next group comes in October. Because it's a problem selling out of stuff because I offer so many specials. Super Male Vitality is back in stock. Back in stock is Secret 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Methylcobalamin, pharmaceutical grade. Absolutely amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Prostaguard's back in. Truly organic Roman and Mediterranean oil of oregano and a bunch of other great products. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Chlorine in our water weren't bad enough. Now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Drudge Report www.ammonia.com is linked to the video that we've posted. The video is getting pulled down, but we'll have copies of it go up so they're not able to keep the public from seeing it, where he in first person shoots the woman. And you don't see any blood. It's really not even that graphic, but it shows how cold-blooded it is. And I wonder if the media is going to point out that he said he did it because they were racist, and this is basically a Black Lives Matter spillover. I mean, this is what the media is pushing. This is what gets promoted on Twitter. Whites are being dehumanized as these monsters that deserve to die. And then DrudgeReport.com links to Infowars.com, where you can see the video for yourself. And again, we're showing this not to be macabre. We're showing it because in the 60s, we saw footage of kids being napalmed in Vietnam. So we have a right to see this. But yes, warning, it is graphic video. And we should probably also point out, and we do point out in the article, that this is being pushed out of the news that he did this, saying that she was racist and basically deserved it. Because they want to make it all about the Second Amendment and blame all gun owners, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, Native American, immigrant, whatever. They want to blame gun owners as if we collectively, it'd be like if somebody ran over their neighbor's foot with a riding lawnmower and they went on TV and went, "You people that have riding lawnmowers, you are all to blame." How do you feel? Somebody killed somebody with a riding lawnmower. Hundreds of people a year get killed when psychos run over them with cars. Do we blame? There was a Toyota truck, a Toyota Tundra, and he ran over his wife with it. How do you truck owners feel, huh? You want to apologize? Want to pay some reparations? No. I am individually responsible for what I do. And the hallmark of a totalitarian society, in every case, is that you're collectively blamed for what individuals do. In Russia, in Nazi Germany, you would be blamed in every case for what your neighbor did, so that you could then be pressured to put cultural pressure on people to go along with the party. Oh, if your neighbor got caught doing something anti-Hitler and you didn't know about it, you didn't report it, you're now under suspicion. You might get picked up. You might get arrested. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back and talk to Ben and Buckley and Kavik, Robert, Rob, and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We had Steve Quell scheduled today, but I was going to try to move him to another day because he's going to cover a bunch of geopolitical issues. We're unable to get a hold of him, so I'm not sure what's going to be happening with that. We do have a guest popping in studio as well, but regardless, I'm going to be taking a lot of your phone calls, so please have your point and your comment ready on this whole situation. While we're busy focused in on this, a lot of other things are happening as well. And, of course, we also need to remember that the economy is in a designed, contrived, engineered meltdown, and that pretty much everything else being promoted and pushed is a distraction from the fact that TPP and these other global government systems are being expanded right in front of us. But there's no doubt the next big launch to come after our guns from executive action outside of law is now coming. So brace for that. The battle for the Republic is now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen.
intelligence like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.